Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled Visualising an Argument with Alien Bowling. I was having a coaching session with an HR colleague of mine, Gaynor, when we got into a discussion about conflict management. The discussion reminded me of a piece I'd written a few years earlier on how 8-year-olds were taught to visualise an argument by friend and primary school teacher Claire. At the time I was fascinated because I didn't know how to visualise an argument, and yet interestingly there are 8-year-olds that did. The method is called How to Visualise an Argument with the Help of an Alien Bowler. So now with a little more understanding thanks to Gaynor, I've tried to put a better explanation together. So here goes. Firstly, in alien bowling you've got to choose which ball you want to play with. There are 5 possible balls to choose from. Compromise, accommodate, avoid, competitive, or collaborative. Okay, now on to the delivery. In alien bowling there are 2 main components that you need to address. The body and heart, also known as the emotional component, and the head, also known as the logical component. These components should be based around 3 key points, with each point having the logical and emotional components supporting them. The alien's legs and feeders means that you can have more than 1 emotional and logical component for each point. However, do make sure that you cover both sides of the argument and don't be tempted to decapitate the alien. The moment you let go of the ball, or in other words, the moment you finish, is the most crucial moment, so make sure your 3rd and final point is your most persuasive. Now, with hopefully a little bit of alien bowling, you'll be a bit more successful in getting your point across. So till next week, happy alien bowling, David Gardner.